This concept that when we are frustrated with our situation, we're meant to recognize who is truly responsible for our situation and thereby deal with our frustration is actually clearly demonstrated in the Torah. Now, the Torah is not discussing cars, rather it's discussing a donkey, and the person making this demonstration for us is none other than Bilam. Bilam, as you all know, was riding his donkey, and it went off the path. Then it squashed his foot against the wall, getting him increasingly angry. Finally, it sat down and refused to move, and at that point, Bilam, he blew his top. He got extraordinarily angry, and who did he get angry at? He got angry at his donkey. He was sure that the donkey had made this decision to stop going. And when the donkey opens its mouth and starts arguing its case, he argues right back and threatens to chop off its head. It's like he's so angry, it's almost as if he doesn't take note of the fact that, well, one second, this is a donkey. This is a little unusual. The donkey's talking. Maybe something's up here. No. Bilam comes right back. He's ready to wage war on his donkey. And his donkey then calls him to task, and on a very simple observation, have I ever done this to you before? So Bilam is forced to admit, no. The donkey has been a faithful servant. So what do you think is going on here? Then Bilam's eyes are opened, and he sees an angel blocking the way with this huge sword. And all of a sudden, he's not angry at the donkey anymore. It's got nothing to do with the donkey. Hashem was directly involved, stopping him from going any further. Who should he be angry at this point? He could be angry at the angel. He can be angry at Hashem if he'd like. But Bilam knows it's futile to be angry at Hashem. We also know it's futile to be angry at Hashem. If we would focus and see that whatever our difficulty, whatever the situation we are in, is due to Hashem's manipulation and his control of the situation, we wouldn't get angry at Hashem. That's silly. We would start to think, why is Hashem doing this? What does he want from me at this point? It would become a whole different experience, a vastly, vastly different chain of thought. Now, the next step in this thought process would be this. Why is Hashem doing this? Is it because he loves me, or chas v'shalom, he hates me? Now, if we ask ourselves this question, we know the answer. Of course he loves me. The love Hashem has for us is so great, so powerful, it's beyond what we are really capable of understanding. It's something truly divine. All love that we experience is just a mushel, a parable, a shard of what Hashem's love is. Now, if he loves me and he is doing this, clearly this must be something good for me. We may not understand how it's good, and it doesn't appear to be good, but after working through the steps of Emunah and acknowledging Hashkacha, we now know who has done this and have established why he does things. So the next logical step is that it must be good. It must stem from the deep love that Hashem has for me. It is entirely wonderful. Every single aspect and ramification of the situation. At times, even if we're trying to think these thoughts and internalize this Emunah, the Yetzer Hara will put up a fight, and he'll argue directly. He'll say, true, you know, Hashem is trying to do what's best for us, but couldn't he find a better way to do this? Couldn't he find a better way to do good for me without making my car break down on the highway when I'm already late to work? I'll take any other kind of good. Now, this is a natural reaction. It's kind of like saying, listen, maybe ask me first next time before you do good things for me. Now, obviously, this is a lack of Emunah, the belief that we have, that we all have, that Hashem is all-knowing, omniscient, omnipotent, means he takes all into account, and this, what happened to us, the situation we're in, and what's going on, is the ideal and best way for Hashem to do something that's good for us.